Greetings and welcome to Worthy Radio. I'm your host, Shannon Yvette. I believe one of the greatest gifts we give ourselves and those we love is the beauty of our own wholeness. When we focus on the inner work of our soul, the outer world will transform. I am honored to be on this sacred and transformative journey with you. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Worthy Radio. I am your host, Shannon Yvette. And today we are speaking about how to train your spirit. And I'm sure if you have children, you remember the movie How to Train Your Dragon. My son, my middle son, Josiah, was obsessed with dragons. And so that was his jam, How to Train Your Dragon. And yet so many of us can relate to the need to train our bodies, to train our daily habits. And we often neglect the principle of training our spirits. I don't know if we think certain things are just going to happen by osmosis. I prayed, you know, it should just happen, right? But my old mentor used to call it the hard work of the Christian, which is, how do you walk it out? How do you walk out your freedom? How do you walk out your peace? How do you walk out your power? How do you walk out your joy? How do you walk out your prosperity? How do you walk it out? Well, you train your spirit. And so the quote of the day is by Max Lucado, and it says, God never said the journey would be easy, but he did say the arrival would be worthwhile. Sometimes we want things to be easy, and yet God is pulling out in us and cultivating us in us a resilience that we will appreciate in the next season. Nothing feels good. No chastisement, no delay, no hardship feels good when we're in the midst of it. The pain can blind us to the truth, which is, if we use this strength, if we use this wisdom that we've gained, if we're able to release the pain of it and remember the lesson and hold on to that part of our souls that had to rise to the occasion of standing for us and pressing for us and connecting with God in a new way, we will respect ourselves and our journey so much. You know, when is the last time you acknowledge yourself? Acknowledgement is a part of spiritual training. Simply saying, I appreciate you for going through this journey with me. I'll never forget, you know, the first year after my divorce, it rocked a part of me because, you know, I was one of those people who married to stay married. You know, we came up in the Christian church, we practiced everything to a T, and yet when it was time for God to complete that union, it was real. It was real. It was real. And so when we were going through that first year and I became a single mom overnight to three boys, I just remember so many times feeling like I had to pray for the grace to fill in the gap. That is a spiritual principle of training your spirit. When you feel that you don't have enough for the season that you're in, there is a prayer, God, fill in the gap by your grace, because that's what grace does. It fills in the gap. And I remember sitting out in my backyard praying like, oh my God, I'm going to be a single mom. You know, their dad is 1500 miles away. I'm here with them. God, fill in the gaps with your grace. And I had to lean on that. I didn't have any other thing to lean on. And that was enough, because God's grace is sufficient. When we feel weak, when we feel like we don't have what it takes to kind of get through that next season, that's when we tap into a different realm of power. And yet, the beautiful thing is that there was also a point where I had to acknowledge myself. I remember when I put my boys on the plane to go and see their dad, and this had been a full year of me being with them alone. They were going out there for winter break. I called all my girlfriends. I put them on a mass text, and I said, hey, party at my house tonight. I'm free. The boys are gone. You guys come over here, and we're going to, you know, bring this, bring that. You know what I mean? I was like, we going to party. And I remember getting home from the airport, turning the key into my home to open the door. And as soon as I walked into that house, it just hit me. It was like, whoa, is this, you know, because my boys were gone. And so there was space for me to process. And so all of a sudden it just hit me like, did I just go through this entire year like this. And I remember I started weeping and I was weeping and I was weeping because my soul was remembering and my soul was cleansing and my soul was crying out for the embrace and acknowledgement that only can come when you see yourself. And so I went and I looked in the mirror and I just said, thank you, Shannon. You made it through this. You know, I acknowledged myself. That is a part of training your spirit, is to see yourself. We live in this life where we feel very fragmented and separated from ourselves. We're always looking to God, who we believe is outside of us sometimes instead of in us. We're looking to people, we're looking to outward situations. But when is the last time you sat with your soul and acknowledged it? And I remember sitting there acknowledging myself. I was like, girl, this was hard. Oh my God, girl, you did this. You know, I'm literally talking to myself like I'm my friend, because I am. I hope I am, right? I hope you're your friend, because you're the only one who's been there through every aspect of your life, you know, going through these hard times, going through these beautiful moments, going through these things that we call life. It's been you and you going through that journey together. And so I remember sitting with myself and I wept so hard and I broke. And then you knew it was over when I, you know, pulled out the Corinne Bailey Ray and I kind of went into my thing. So I ended up sending that text right back out. And I said, you know what, you guys, never mind. I need to sit with myself. I need to gather my soul. I need an entire weekend of reflection. And women in my community who have been my friends for 20, 30 years, as well as the people who are in my community of spiritual growth, they know that I believe in practicing the pause. They know that I think the pause is holy. The pause is holy. To stop, to reflect, to acknowledge yourself, to give yourself time to catch up to yourself. There's an old story about these explorers who go out to Africa, and they are looking for, you know, some type of treasure. They're on a hunt, they're on an expedition, and they hire these native men to take them and to journey with them through the jungle to find whatever it is they're looking for. And so they were making great progress. They were moving every day, forging ahead, you know, getting it done the Western patriarchal way. Let's get it done, that masculine energy. Let's get it done. And so on the fourth day, they came out and they noticed that the local men were sitting around the fire camp and they weren't moving. And so they said to their interpreter, hey, tell them to get up. We got to go. You know, we got work to do. And the wise African men said, no, we do nothing today. And so the white men said, well, no, they got to get up. We got to go. We got to go. And the interpreter went back and said, no, they want to continue. This was the fourth day. They had been going for 3 days. The African men said, no, we will not do anything today. What we do today is we give our body time to catch up with our soul, and we give our soul time to catch up with our body. Amen. When is the last time you sat and just for a moment allowed yourself to breathe, allowed yourself to reflect, allowed yourself to acknowledge your journey thus far, allowed yourself to take inventory of your soul, and gave yourself time for your body to catch up with your soul, and gave your soul time to catch up with your body? This is a spiritual principle of Sabbath, of rest, of reflection, right? So where do you go when you're training your spirit? That depends on who you are and how you're wired. I believe that we are allowed to worship how we're wired. My devotion to what I believe is worthy, which is really what worship means, is devotion to something you believe is worthy. My devotion to what I believe is worthy, it looks different for me. It may look like me being out in nature. It may look like me sitting at the beach, you know, reflecting on God's abundance in the ocean. It may look like me going to the desert or to a mountaintop. These are some of the retreats that we like to do. So that's a part of my devotion, is seeing God in nature. And many of us have lost the practice of being able to go outside, put our feet in the grass, you know, of being able to look up at the stars and ponder and think and reflect and innovate and create. We have lost the pause. We've lost Sabbath rest. We've lost the ability to pay attention to our body. I woke up the other day and I had a training to do with a friend, and she had invited me in to be a guest speaker. And so I woke up that morning and I decided to spend some time out at my mom's because I wanted to be near the water. My mother's near the beach. And so I remember waking up that day and I was sitting there and I said to my mother at about 6 a.m., I said, God is going to reveal to me what my day will shape up to be. I said, part of me wants to go back out to LA, you know, record and do all this and then go do the class. I said, but my body is telling me no. And so I think one of the ways you train your spirit is you also listen to the signs that your body is giving you, right? So many of us are pushing through physical pain instead of allowing our souls time to catch up with our body. It had been a busy week. And so I decided to sit. And in that sitting, God revealed to me much more in that moment of pause that he could have in, you know, hours of my hustle. And so it was important to pause. That is one of the ways you train your spirit. Do you have a daily time that you can just practice the pause? The pause is holy. Can you sit in your car and breathe? You know, even I used to have a habit when I worked full time that if I got out of this LA traffic, right? If I got out of LA traffic and I pulled up to my house before I went inside, where I had to put on the role of mother and wife and go right back into being active, I would sit in my car and I would have a 5-minute transition moment. It is amazing to me that we have to convince people that they're worthy of their own time, that they're worthy of their own self-care, that they are worthy to take a holy breath and just say, whew, let me catch up here, right? Let me catch up. Because in rushing, we miss truth. It is patience that reveals truth. So one of the ways that we train our spirit is we have to know how to worship and connect how we're wired. For you, that may be walking. For me, that may be meditation. For somebody else, that may be prayer. For somebody else, that may be reading scripture. For me, it may be, you know, taking a walk outside and looking at all of God's creation. For another person, it may be music, but we are all worthy to understand where to go. I was speaking with one of my sons who is currently aggressively healing from anxiety. And so one of the things that I check in with him on is, honey, do you know how to get home? Do you know how to get home? And we'll talk about it, because sometimes when we are under the assault of our own minds, when we're hearing things, when we're racing, when we're worried, when these voices are speaking to us, when we're under this accusation, when we're under even the influence of this culture and this world, we may lose our bearings with where home is. And so, do you know how to get home? I've been in places of such severe depression that I didn't know how to get home. Years ago, this is why I put so much of a focus on inner healing ministry and left my old wellness ministry, because I was like, Lord, if the mind ain't right, we can't do anything, right? And so I trained myself on how to get home. There have been times that I've gone through incredible darkness, but I know how to get home. I know how to get home. I know where my strength lies. I know where my refuge lies. I know where my peace lies, and I know how to get home. And so the question is, when you are training your spirit, is do I know how to get home? Have I cultivated enough of an inner practice, right? I'm not talking about outward religious activity. A lot of us can go to a building and worship, but we have not cultivated an inner sanctuary of peace and safety. And until we cultivate an inner sanctuary, we won't know how to get home. And so how do you do that? Because every day you are feeding your spirit. Whatever you feed most will win. And so when I'm checking in with my son and I'm saying, okay, when you went through that bout, when you went through that anxiety, did you get home a little quicker, right? We will all lose our way, but hopefully you can get home a little quicker. And some of us know, we know. We've been through a dark night of the soul. I went through one where I felt like it took me 5 years to get home, y'all. 5 years. But see, I didn't have the tools then. I didn't have the understanding. And for whatever reason, that was my journey home, that 5 years. And along the way, I met beautiful people. I saw beautiful parts of God, and I experienced beautiful parts of myself just for being able to endure that. But my goal is to help you get to self-mastery and spiritual understanding, where the trip gets shorter and shorter and shorter. So maybe the last time they said that to you, if they would have said that to you 3 years ago, it would have taken you 2 years to get home, right? But if they say it now, it may take you 2 weeks to get home. You know, if they say it next year, it may take you 2 days to get home. If they say it the year after that, it may take you 2 minutes to get home, right? Because you don't allow outside things to trigger and control you and to take you from home, to take you from your center of peace, to take you from your center of joy. You know how to return home to home base. When we were kids, we used to play tag and we had a safe place where if we could run and we could touch home base, it was like, I'm safe. I'm back at home base. And a lot of us need to know that as we're running out here in this world, as we're going through things in this world, we got to know how to get back home. One of my mentors and teaching partners practices a, and because we all have to craft our own practice, When You Get Worthy, the book, which comes out on 4/14/19, we actually give you a daily practice in the book. It's so powerful. It is so powerful. We teach you this daily practice in Worthy, the book. And yet she has a thing that she does called a 20/20 reflection time. So she spends 20 minutes in the morning reflecting on her day, planning out her day, listening to God, quiet meditation. And then she spends 20 minutes at the end of the evening reflecting on her day. God, what could I have done differently? Okay, who did I speak to? Where do I see room for improvement? That takes an OG. That takes a gangster. That takes somebody with courage to reflect, to look, to think, to not be on autopilot, to not be, you know, just kind of dead. You're around a lot of people in this world and you feel the spirit of the walking dead. They're going through the motions. They're existing, but they are not actively co-creating a life that is a true reflection of understanding where home is and understanding what the values are and what the goal is in this life, which is to go from glory to glory, is to get better every single day, is to rise every single day. It is not to be perfect. We got to let that go. You know, the perfecting is the growth. Every day we rise a little bit more complete. And so what we need is we need better tools, you know, and so that's why I want to give you this practice in Worthy the Book. And we're actually going to give you an 8-day practice. We whittled our 21 days down to 8 days. So we're going to share with you this week how you can get an 8-day practice from us where you can start practicing for 8 days, how to get home, how to develop a daily routine that helps you cultivate a better relationship with yourself and with your Creator. There are two different types of women, and I'll put men in this too, because men chase a different way. There are people who will go out with their net and they will chase their butterflies and they will wear themselves out chasing butterflies. And then there are people who cultivate their garden. They cultivate their peace. They cultivate their inner life. They cultivate such a rich and beautiful inner sanctuary that guess what? All the butterflies come looking for them. All the butterflies come looking for them. So when we cultivate a healthier inner life through practicing the pause, through knowing how to get back home, through acknowledging ourselves, through sitting with God, through prayer, through meditation, through something that will feed our spirit, whatever you feed most will win. If you feed your fear, it gets bigger. If you feed your faith, it gets bigger. So how are you wired to worship and connect with what is worthy and worthwhile to you? An intimate relationship with the Creator, an intimate relationship with yourself, where you can sit with such forgiveness and self-compassion and self-acceptance that you can actually acknowledge yourself and say, I'm proud of you for everything that you've endured. I'm proud of you for still being here. The fact that you are listening to this show means you are rising every day and fighting to return back to the peace and the glory and the purpose that God originally created your life for. So we need tools. We need retreat. We need language. We want to invite you always. You can go on to Shannon Yvette and find out about our retreats. We go on retreats several times a year. I don't understand being in this spiritual life and not taking time to retreat. And so that is so important. I'm convinced retreats, out of the 20 years I've been doing this work, are one of the most rapid ways for healing and growth and real transformation. Our retreats always sell out. So I want to encourage you to get on our mailing list so that you can find out about them and start to take these spiritual journeys and learn how to develop a practice that gets you back home. So you train your spirit by allowing your soul time to catch up with your body and your body time to catch up with your soul. You practice the pause. You take rest. You take Sabbath. Listen to your body. If your body says no, don't override it. Honor yourself like somebody you love lives there, right? Because somebody you love does live there. And really get into a daily habit of acknowledging God and acknowledging yourself and disciplining your thought life. because as we think, so are we. And so we want to give you soul work, because soul work is another way to get reflective. And so I want to ask you, as you do your soul work, to ponder this question: how have you allowed the destructive emotions of your past to rob you of happiness and a new life? And what will you do to learn how to get back home? So how have you allowed the destructive emotions that you've gone through to rob you from the happiness that you need in your life? Maybe it's from having an untrained spirit of thinking on these things too many times. And then how will you create a daily routine to get you back home? So again, the soul work question: how will you create a daily routine to help you get back home? How will you create a daily routine to help you get back home? And as always, I'm blessed to be here with you on Worthy Radio. Do me a favor, give us a rating and subscribe to us here on iTunes. Also, share this podcast with your friends. So many of you have reached out and said, hey, I've been sharing it with my girlfriends. We have a goal to be the number one destination for people who want to heal their lives and to resurrect their dreams and to walk in their calling and to live with purpose and joy and happiness and power. We're doing all that here in our Worthy Radio community. And I believe in you. Thank you so much for believing in me. And I will see you on tomorrow. Blessings and goodbye. Thank you for joining me today on Worthy Radio. Please feel free to visit us online at shannonyvette.com. My prayer is that you continue to come up higher in personal worthiness and intimacy with God in order to flourish in life and flourish in love.